That's right. Vegas couldn't hold me, baby. I'm back here on the Sports Cubicle with the marvelous one, Dan Marver, Devin Tingle, Paul Shavari. I'm Mike Mercado, back in the head seat, the saddle, as the boys did the thing last week. We appreciate you guys for making us a part of your day. And I appreciate my amazing co-host who had an amazing show talking all the crazy things that happened locally and nationally in the sports world. Your boy was in Vegas watching his brother and now sister-in-law get married. I even got to see Lord Stanley Cup visiting Vegas, you know, just for a little while until it comes back to its rightful home here in Chicago when the Blackhawks do everything right. But things that seem to be going right is the NBA hype machine. We saw the Denver Nuggets win an NBA title. I saw the Stanley Cup with the Golden Knights, the winners of that trophy. But the NBA draft now is around the corner. We'll be talking about that and the NHL draft over the next few weeks. But that means that the Chicago Bulls should be on the clock. But they aren't, because they don't have a first-round pick. But that might be in play now, because Chris Paul, who some, including myself, speculated might be on the radar for the Chicago Bulls, had been traded to Washington from Phoenix for Bradley Beal, some second-round draft picks. The trade really isn't important details, at least here on this episode. I think what's really important is now what's going on with Dame in Portland. Damian Lillard is one of the best players in the NBA, period. Hard stop. That's the conversation ends right there. But what does he want? Does he want to stay in Portland? Does he want to go to Miami? What does that mean for Chicago? How do they play into Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan being a B player or the second tier to a Dame? Is Miami going to get rid of Bam Adebayo for that third pick? There's a lot to talk about and unpack as we lead into the NBA draft. And by the time we get the entire episode of the Sports Cubicle this Sunday on WCPT 820 and on the SoundCloud on WCPT 820, you're going to see what the results were. But I think this is the most fun we're going to have behind microphones, Devin, is what could happen? What is on the horizon? What breaking news, like you guys saw last week, what breaking news can happen in the middle of a recording? Where are you at right now, Dev, on the vibes? I do think the Bulls are going to be active Thursday night. I do think there's a really good chance the Chicago Bulls are going to make a trade in the draft. I think there's a good chance that some of the stars of this Bulls team will be wearing different jerseys next season. Where are you at?
Well, first off, welcome back, Mercado. And using that theme music, that means in what, 6 years we're going to fire you by throwing you in a dump truck?
That's my career goals. That's my retirement dream, my buddy.
I want to throw Paul in there. So sad.
Well, let's see who gets there first.
But as we're kind of going into this, just I got a strange feeling, you know, as it talked, you know, last Thursday, the Bulls are talking, you're reaching out to teams about trading Zach LaVine. The rumors about DeMar DeRozan getting traded here. You know, Lonzo Ball is never going to play again, most likely, here.
I agree.
And there's a good chance Caruso could also be on the horizon, too, because it looks like the Bulls, despite almost making it to the playoffs, are going to go for a rebuild this year. And what is the one thing we love to say in Chicago about teams going through a rebuild? Build through the draft. Build through the draft. Build through the draft. This team has no draft picks this year. And that's where I'm seeing, you know, Zach LaVine, you could get a first-rounder for him. You could get a first-rounder and a second-rounder. You could get multiple rounds for that guy out there. DeMar DeRozan, you could probably easily trade for a low-class, you know, first-round as well here. And it's just this is where it's at right now with the team, where it's like they have no draft picks, and they clearly want something different here. But right now I'm telling you, this whole talk of the Bulls getting big names, it's not going to happen here. Like, the moment, you know, Chris Paul's for trade, I'm like, he's old, but what are they going to offer him? Are they going to give Zach LaVine for a guy who's kind of getting up there in age? No, they want multiple draft picks here. They want to go younger here. And it seems, once again, this is, as we were talking about in the hallway, another thing of Jerry being like, keep the team just good enough. So we got to tank him a little bit to bring him back up so people will be happy in the next few years here. And it's just that the situation where we're kind of just out with this, just, I don't want to say just Jerry Reinsdorf teams, because my goodness, we're going to have to like make some t-shirts of me bashing Jerry Reinsdorf with a baseball bat at the rate we're going here. Talk to our Kickstarter people. And that's just kind of where this team is just at right now. It's like, what are we doing here? It's like, I mean, Marver and Paul Aisius, they were just saying that the Bulls need to rebuild. And I'm like, I don't necessarily think a rebuild is in order here, but we definitely need to get some of the right pieces in play here. And it might require trading someone like LaVine or DeRozan. I would prefer they keep LaVine and trade DeRozan here, but now that the talks about LaVine is where they're going, because that's the race, that's their best player here. And it, once LaVine's gone, I got a strange feeling this team is just kind of, it's going to suck.
So this is from Jake Fisher of Yahoo Sports, and I think this is interesting. I got this from Hoops Rumors, and he's talking about the trade possibilities for a Damian Lillard. What will the Blazers do, whether it is to trade him or to bring help for him? And he gives out a bunch of teams and at different players, but I want to go all the way down to what he believes about the Chicago Bulls in the situation. League sources tell Fisher that the Blazers don't, quote, truly covet either of the Raptors forwards they've been linked to, Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby, in a deal for the number three selection. Bulls guard Zach LaVine and Timberwolves big man Karl Anthony Towns also aren't considered legitimate targets, Fisher adds. The Blazers and Pelicans have discussed Zion Williams per Kevin O'Connor of The Ringer, but New Orleans hasn't made a formal offer involving Williamson and may want more than just a number three pick for him per Fisher. So just something I wanted to throw out there, as well as kind of interesting with all the Zion news going on. But that's the thing. I don't know how legitimate Zach LaVine. It feels like where there's smoke, there's fire. So I keep wondering if that's an actual legitimate landing spot. I wonder if it's DeMar that I think most teams covet. But if Pascal Siakam is out there, and we know Fred VanVleet is an unrestricted free agent, is that where the Bulls maybe want to go? Is that something that maybe it's Chicago and Toronto doing a sign and trade of some sort? Maybe DeMar goes back home to the Raptors and you get a Fred VanVleet and you're trying to, I don't know if they're going to go for a full rebuild. There might be the retool. I believe the Chicago Bulls are going to do this. I don't think the Chicago Bulls want to retool. I don't think they want to blow up this entire thing. I think the Chicago Bulls want to go into this NBA draft, do some sign and trades, get veterans on this team, and go at it one more time. I think they believe they had the Miami Heat right where they wanted them. And I believe they're going to go and fool themselves that they're going to be a playoff team. When we all know full right that they're the 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, if they're lucky, top 10 team in the Eastern Conference. But that is why they're going to go after a Fred VanVleet. They're going to try to surround Zach LaVine with some other veteran players and fool themselves into being a playoff team when they're more than likely a first round out. But either way, that's how I think they're going to play it.
And it's interesting you bring that up because, you know, Paul was another guy who's saying VanVleet should be the way to go be here. But I want to kind of just put this back into play here because the talks about trading LaVine made no sense to me because if we remember, same thing a few years ago when we brought in LaVine, what did they do? They gave him the tools to succeed. Hence, we got guys like DeRozan, Ball, Caruso. I'm going to throw this back to you, Mercado. I hate to say things like this, but do you trust this organization to do the same thing again, only with different players, surrounding LaVine with what he needs, only this time to succeed?
I trust that this organization isn't as dumb as they speak. I believe that this organization, this front office, knows the mistakes they've made, knows what shot they went for, knows what they wanted this team to look like, and it just didn't happen. They wanted Vucevic to be like Jokic. They wanted this team to be a lot like that Denver Nuggets team, except their star prize point guard was never healthy enough. The team was never good enough or gelled long enough to make a true run. And when they did, they were the first seed in the Eastern Conference for half a year. But you can't keep putting your hat on that and relying on that's the gold standard when that only happened for 40 games. I do believe that they think that they know what they need to succeed in the NBA. Whether or not they have either the front office, when I mean front office, I mean ownership's backing to do it, or they have enough assets to do it themselves. They have put themselves in a position where they don't have a lot of leeway. They don't have a lot of extra picks to make because they have none to do some of these moves that like the Lakers did on the fly. But with an entire offseason, a blank slate, and I also believe the knowledge of knowing you don't have Lonzo Ball, they are going to do this on the fly. They are going to change this roster. To me, it would be nice if you end up with Scoot Henderson, if you end up with a young point guard that could do a lot of things. But if you end up going for a veteran like a Fred VanVleet, if you're able to build around that and build an organization that shoots more threes than this team does, plays better in transition, and hustles on defense, you can win some games. We've seen that. Do I trust this front office to do that? No, they have to earn that right. Do I trust they're not as dumb as they've seen sometimes? Yes.
You are more optimistic than I am, but maybe that's because I root for two of Jerry's teams instead of just one here.
You don't think Michael is more vested or more interested in being a more competitive team? Like, I think it's easier for the White Sox to go down that route of second and third are good because it keeps our team in hopes more than the NBA, because the NBA, nobody cares about your division record. It's more, did you make the playoffs? Are you winning playoff series? Do you think it's easier for Jerry to mask the competitiveness in baseball than it is for the Bulls in basketball?
That's a very interesting question here, Mercado. And you got me thinking about that one here. And, it, you know, with baseball, yeah, you have that sort of record thing where it's easy to see where your team is at. But, you know, in the NBA, you can be in, you know, fifth, sixth of your conference. You still got a shot. I'm sorry. You could be like in, well, like, you know, 10th or 12th, still have a good shot making the playoffs at the end of the year there. Definitely so much different on that sort of side there. But again, it is also the thing. Let's take a look. This team, the Bulls could market off the 90s Bulls and Michael Jordan.
They
for
still
the next,
are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They continue that for the next 20, 30, 40 years. I was just at the United Center. They still got all those banners up there. It's really cool to see, by the way.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's just my little,
and a beautiful stadium, too.
Yeah, just my little kid in me like, ooh, look at that. That's so cool. I was alive for that. But just this, we're just at with this team right now and just these ownerships here. Because, again, this team almost made the playoffs, and they would have made it. Heck, they could have been losing to the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals. I'm only saying that because, you know, the Heat were the guys that got it, and they lost.
There's a multiverse where that happened.
Exactly. There's a multiverse where they lost here. It's insane. I can't wait to see the multiverse or Sports Cubicle's number one show on all the talk stations. Getting way too optimistic and off topic here. But I definitely just – it's the that's my thing right here, Mercado, because, you know, we've been Bulls fans for the past few years here. The Bulls have had a decent amount of playoff appearances, I will say, since, you know, we'll say the Jordan era. You know, definitely kind of going on there. But again, it does kind of have the sort of thing where it's like the team has been kept, air quotes, good enough to keep people in seats here. I mean, you if we were to try buy Bulls tickets next year, we still have to probably pay close to, you know,
it's still a hot ticket.
Exactly.
And much more than it was. There was like that year and a half, maybe around like 18, 17, where it wasn't all that great. But the thing is this team, unlike the White Sox, and this isn't White Sox bashing, I have seen eras of Bulls basketball where they were competitive. Whether it was the Kirk Heinrich, Ben Gordon years, whether it was the Derrick Rose years, whether it's this era of year, like there are. They have tried to win. There have been times where they've been the one seed. There have been injuries have hurt them.
Absolutely.
Also, not being able to land the big free agent. Jerry not being able to land Tracy McGrady, Vince Carter, LeBron, Dwayne Wade, Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett. That hurt the Chicago Bulls.
But do you think it goes to Jerry does not want to spend money yet again?
I think so, but I also think it's easier to spend money in the NBA because of the hard cap. And the taxes than it is for baseball, where it's much more nebulous for him to be like, oh, we made an offer to Manny Machado. Are you sure you did? Is it really an offer when you know he's not going to sign, or that somebody like San Diego can come in and offer $50, $60 million more, opposed to, look, we could give you the Supermax because you're Zach LaVine and you pay for our team. You know what I mean? Like, there's much more of an easier – there is a chain of command that Jerry needs to follow through in the NBA. The question becomes, the guys that he's put in charge or that he leaves in charge, are they creative enough to get the struggling, disgruntled star that's playing for another team and bring him to Chicago? Are you able to do what Phoenix did? Are you able to scout and put a team together like Michael Malone and the Denver Nuggets did? Are you able to find your Golden State? Look, if these guys are unicorns, but we start going down the list, there's a lot of great players in the NBA. You should. I love Zach LaVine. I love DeMar. I've always said about this Bulls team, it's a team full of players that I love, that I'm going to root for, that play for other teams. But as Chicago Bulls, it has not worked. You got to find your unicorns. Go get your Embiid. Go get your Giannis. Go get your Aiden. Go get your Devin Booker. Go get your Jason Tatum. Go get your name a player. Just name, you see, we can go down the list.
Yes.
Like, you need to find yours. And we'll see if that is Zach LaVine or DeMar, or if it's a big trade that happens this Thursday. But either way, we want to know your thoughts on Twitter at Sports Cubicle TV. We're on YouTube. Make sure you subscribe to us over at the Sports Cubicle. Check us out wherever you get your favorite podcasts at Sports from the Couch. And of course, WCPT every Sunday nights and on the SoundCloud at WCPT. Chicago, the greatest city in the world, will also be a center stage. It is always a center stage, whether it's music or film festivals, whether it's time for great food or something on the lake. And that continues towards the end of the summer because, Devin, a great event happens in our city every single year, and it's going to be a popping, it's going to be a jamming, the vibes are going to be great this year at...
Oh, Riot Fest 2023. Single-day lineups have officially been out in Mercado, so now we're going to have to really argue about which bands we're going to see at which times. It's going to be their overlap, as always, here. September 15th through the 17th at Douglas Park. And if you want to purchase tickets, you can go to riotfest.org. And we all, Mercado, you know Riot Fest tickets are expensive, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we want to go to Bulls games. We don't have the money for that. Luckily, WCPT's got a few pairs stashed away in the secret little vault here. And if you sign up for the WCPTA 20 Club, go to heartlandsignal.com. you can get a pair for free. I don't think of anything better. You know, what is better than you pay zero money and could possibly get Riot Fest tickets?
Being at Riot Fest for $0.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And it's to make sure that when you're celebrating in our city, you're doing it in style. Because look it, we all know things are expensive. The city's a little expensive. But why not save a little money, have a great time in the greatest city in the world, and that's Riot Fest, Chicago, Douglas Park. And then when you go home, you want to make sure that you're staying in comfort. Why are you going to listen to some of the greatest bands in the world, like, oh, I don't know, the Foo Fighters, and then go to bed in a nasty bedsheet? No, no, no. That's why you're going to go visit our friends over at Sheets and Giggles and use the promo code THESPORTSCUBICLE, sports from the couch, for 15% off your sheeting and bedding. That eucalyptus mattress and sheeting is going to make you feel like David Grohl is right next to you, jamming and singing in your ear. Check us out over at Sheets and Giggles, the Sports Cubicle, sports from the couch. For the marvelous one, Dan Marver, for Devin Single, for Pauly Dangerous, Paul Shavari, I'm Mike Mercado.